I'm standing there and they're praying, and it's like I'm expecting something to happen. And finally, yeah, we stopped. But this morning when I woke up, usually my wife, Monica, like we have a talk. And it's not an argument. If she says something, I go along with that.
Yeah.
But I just felt like saying, no, this is not what I meant. I meant this is what it is. And Monica's going, what's wrong with this guy? So I'm feeling I've got a bit of the courage that, not in the form of an argument, but to stick my case that this is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
Although you might think I'm saying that, but no, this is what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So Monica settled down. And usually when I say something, Monica would then take it throughout the day and say, but you said that in the morning. Carries on. So I hope that doesn't happen. So. But actually the main effect was the previous night when Kozi prayed over me. And in fact, I was waiting for the queue in the queue because of our lessons over here. I wanted Kozi to pray over me. So I told this person, no, I want Kozi to pray over me. So it took me about half an hour to reach in the queue. Monica had finished her, she's gone. And then finally when Kozi prayed over me, I got a bit emotional there because he touched something to do with my dad sort of thing. That was good. So it was something to do with forgiveness, forgiving my dad. And thanking my dad at the same time for what he's done.
Yeah.
So the previous night was better than expected. But last night's prayer, maybe it'll have an effect on me slowly.
Mm-hmm. What happened last night?
No, last night nothing much happened, but nothing. The little bit of courage I got.
Yeah.
But maybe that effect will take place gradually. I don't expect a change overnight.
Great. Okay. Praise God. Thanks for that. Yes, so we're sharing about what happened last night or the effect of being prayed over for baptism in the Spirit. Okay, who else? Next!
Yeah!
Dead silence!
So
do you mind if I record you?
No, not at all. Yeah, last night I went up and prayed and I was a bit scared actually. I was just like, you know, I don't know what's happened, but I don't know. The actual praying over me, I didn't feel like too spectacular. It was just really nice just to be there and stuff, like, I guess, like showing and stuff, just chilling and stuff. But I have been praying for patience the last like 7-8 days and stuff, so I'm like, maybe it's just a process and, you know, it's going to change my life and I might not realise it, you know, maybe. Because for me, I'm a very immediate person, so like, you know, if I don't get something immediately, like, I'm, you know, it's hard for me. So I've been praying for patience, so I'm asking for it. But I think, like, regardless, I feel like the Spirit's been working the whole week anyway. Like, in terms of, like, I remember, just, like, even just waiting in line, I just see, you know, a random friend I've just met, and they're just, like, laughing to themselves, and I'm just laughing with them sort of thing, and learning that the Spirit, like, even before, like, the Spirit's a real tangible thing. Like, before I've only ever prayed to God and Jesus Christ, and, like, the Spirit's just, you know, something off in the woods sort of thing. But watching other people, watching new things, and hearing tongues and stuff, and even in Mass, of, you know, when people are singing in tongues, they just, you know, feel free to, like, open up and stuff. And I felt stuff, like, kind of then, maybe not so much in just the praying, but I feel like it's, you know, it hasn't waited to, you know, the Spirit doesn't come just because people are praying over you, just like, you know, the Spirit's been working the whole kind of week sort of thing and things, and you might wake up one day and, like, you know, start singing or something, or, like, you know, have a battle cry when you're asleep or something, I don't know. So, yeah, it's kind of
hard. Okay.
I got prayed over by Kate and James, and I asked for the gift of joy, but I did feel something, but it wasn't as, like, big. Mm-hmm. I was just smiling to myself, and it was just, like, a nice feeling, like, hearing them both speaking, like, tongues in my ears and then just, like, praying over me. And then after that, I just felt, like, this big rush of, like, I don't know what's the word, like, freedom. And I just, gave them...
Something lifted off you?
Yeah. And then I just gave them hugs each and then just said thank you. And then I went off to sit in front of the sacrament and I sat there for a very long while and I just... Yeah, I felt very, like, peaceful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wonderful. Thanks, Yana.
My own is a bit unique. I actually went in and I kind of tend to drift away from my faith, so I asked to pre-pray for my faith, like to stay in my faith. And as they were praying, I kind of felt so happy, but then afterwards I felt like so angry that like I didn't want to stay in the room anymore. So I just left and like lied in the middle of the oval. And when I was lying there, I was watching the stars. And then all these flashbacks from the past just kept coming up. And then I realized there were like stuff that I tried to block out of my life. Especially trying to forgive people. My past hasn't been the best with my family and all that, so. Yeah, and then I told Mom about it, and she kept saying, it's probably the Holy Spirit telling you that you have to be angry, you can get angry, but the thing is, I hate being angry. When I'm angry, I just cry.
Mm-hmm.
And afterwards, I talked to one of the leaders, and she tried to explain to me that it's okay to be angry, so... I guess it kind of really helped me let go of the past. So, yeah. Yay. Praise God.
Last night I was walking towards the line, which I thought was where the people were praying over, and which I didn't know the line was like people sitting in the seats all the way up to the end. So I just walked over there and Costanzi came over to me and said, like, you know, the line's over there, like, you know, you're not supposed to be here, kind of. And so I said, oh, I'll go back to the end of the line. And he's like, oh, no, it's okay, you're here now, so we'll just pray over you.
Jump the line.
Okay.
It's not what you know, it's who you know.
And then Costanzi started to pray over me. And as he was doing so, after I... asked for the gifts that I wanted from the Holy Spirit, I started to feel a surge like of electricity, so to say, just like all this warm, fuzzy feeling just going everywhere throughout your whole body. It just like felt so alive, and it started to get weak at the same time, and my legs I felt like started to buckle, and I think I was trying still to stand up at the same time because of like hearing what Cozzy was saying and as he was praying over me. But then after about probably 5 seconds after that, it just totally gave way and I just fell back to the floor. And then just, I kind of like, you know, you're laying there and you're just feeling immersed in this energy, like the Holy Spirit just going everywhere through you, like your veins, your heart, like your eyes, like just everything like that. And yeah, going back to the sacrament and staying there and praying and yeah, just giving thanks, which was a wonderful gift from Jesus.
Let's go. Yeah.
When I went down tonight, I was a bit nervous, but at the same time, I had like quite a good experience on the Tuesday night of reconciliation. That's when I had like my first big moment this entire trip, and I started talking in tongues for my first time in my life. And I wasn't even scared; it was just really, really exciting, and I felt really connected and at peace. I think one of the gifts I got was peace, because I've been really, like, really whole the whole trip. I've been a lot more lighthearted, a lot more forgiving the whole way here. And I remember sitting down before I went up to get prayed over, and I heard someone laughing, and I was like so happy for them. It was ridiculous. And then I heard someone else saying like something in the background, and I was just really happy to hear people's voices all around. And I went to get prayed over, and the two people from the youth mission team were the people I got to go with, which is really good because I think I've got a faith of fire.
Mm-hmm.
And they stood near the side of me, they welcomed me like really well. And I sat down, And they started talking in tongues next to me, and I was like really peaceful from what they did, and it was amazing. And I said like just rolling out in tongues as well, and it felt really good. Yeah. just feel like connected to those two other people. And I sat down afterwards, and I've never been able to sing in my entire life. I've always wanted to be able to sing, especially in church, because I love the songs, but I've never been able to.
Mm-hmm.
And for the first time, I like just felt able to open my mouth, and something good came out.
Hey! Wonderful.
Well, yesterday wasn't the first time I got baptized in the Holy Spirit. Last year, at a prayer meeting I went to, my friend and my mum's friend prayed over me. And that night, I was able to get the gift of tongues. And during that experience, what I felt was, when they were praying, I just felt something pushing against my heart. And I don't, like, at the moment, I wasn't sure what it was. And then I had my mouth closed, and I just felt like this thing just trying to work its way up my throat and try to push out of my mouth. And I was like, what is this? And I was really scared. And then my mum's friend, Anne-Marie, was just like, just start praising God. Just speak words. Just whatever it is, just speak, and the Holy Spirit will do the rest. And I just started speaking, and like I was really soft, and I don't know, my mouth just started moving on its own. I was like, yeah, like I felt like I had a mind of my own, and like I had my normal consciousness, but then my mouth was doing something like totally different. I'm like, no, what's happening? And I don't know, it just felt surreal. And then last night when I got prayed over, I told them that I got the gift of tongues, but I was open to whatever God wanted me to get. And what happened when they were praying over me, and I was praying inside of me, like, thanking God and everything. And then I'm like, you know what? I'm just going to start praying in tongues with them. And I just started to pray with them. And then after they finished, what they said to me that they, like, one of the ladies said that she saw that I was standing, and there was, like, this fire around me, and it was as if God was protecting me. And there was a hole at the top, and all God's Spirit was just pouring down. And then she prayed some more over me, and then she started touching my heart, and she said that she saw the same thing over my heart. And then after a while, we just prayed some more. And then after I left them, I started and knelt down in front of the Blessed Sacrament. And I just started smiling. Like, I had this massive joy. And I was like, my cheeks hurt so much, but I can't not smile. And I started rubbing my cheeks to try to, like, soften them. I don't know, just make them not hurt. But it's just smiling the rest of the night. And, yeah, that's it.
Praise God.
Can you mention your name just in case I want to get in touch with you about your testimony later?
Cool. Yeah. So I'm Jenna. Hello, everyone. Sorry I missed the last class. I fell asleep and didn't wake up.
Oh, okay.
So this is my first summer school, my first exposure to anything charismatic. But that being said, I was trying to be really, really open to God during this week, and I think that's really happened to the extent where last night, when I went up to get prayed over, I was really keen to do it. I was really excited. And I went up and they're like, oh, how are you feeling? I'm like, I'm really pumped. Like, I'm really excited. Come, Holy Spirit, fill me up. And so they started praying over me. And it was like, I had been prayed over earlier in the week. And I had an experience of, like, just light. Even though my eyes were closed, just all this light was coming at me. And I just, like, my whole, like, vision when it was closed was all filled up with white. And so there was all this light coming at me. And it was just really good, and then it felt really, like, it just felt really calming and cleansing, and I just felt so open in that moment. I felt like I was, like, it's weird to explain, but I felt like I was nothing, because I was just that open. And then the lady was praying for the gifts that I asked to receive, and I got this vision of just my heart opening, and there was soil. My heart was soil, and God was planting little saplings in there. And they were, like, only little at the moment, but they were going to grow and become something beautiful. And then I fell in the Spirit because I was just, like, so, yay. And so I just fell backwards. And it wasn't, like, falling. It was, like, just gently, like, resting.
Floating,
and, like,
down.
Yeah, and I felt so light, and I felt like I was going to, like, fly to the roof. And I just felt really light, and then I was just lying there for a bit, and they had, like, moved on. I was just lying, being happy, like, being surrounded by the Spirit. And then I just started, like, laughing uncontrollably. So when you were talking about someone laughing, that was probably me. I was just laughing and laughing and laughing. I was just sitting on the floor just like giggling, and then it just became laughter. And then I was like, okay, what's happening? I'm just like laughing. What is this? And then, but I was so happy, and I just felt God's joy and peace, and I just felt so joyful, and it was amazing. And then I got up to go walk back to to the Blessed Sacrament so I could, you know, worship and things like that. And I was just laughing. Like, I just kept laughing. I was like, people are looking at me. Don't laugh. But I was just laughing and laughing and laughing and laughing. And then when I went to kneel in front of the Blessed Sacrament, I still was just laughing. I was like, when is this going to stop? So much laughter. And then, I would just, like, lay at the feet of Jesus, and I was just so whole and so at peace and so very, very joyful. And it was amazing.
Praise God.
So last night, my name's Liz. Oh, Elizabeth. No. AKA Liz. So last night, I obviously asked for baptism in the Holy Spirit, and they were praying over me, and I was really confused. Like, I was really scared going up to it because I just saw these people dropping, and I was like, oh. And I was like, oh. And then I was just really, like, scared, and then I went up to them, and I was like, help. And then they were like, oh, what do you want us to pray for? And I was like, I asked for baptism in the Holy Spirit, obviously. And then so I said, like, the promise to, like, I renewed my baptismal vows, and then I said the promise. And then they started praying over me in tongues. And I just felt, like, really tingly. Like, it was really weird. I felt really tingly, and I was like, what's this? Like, well, and, I was swaying. I felt really, like, it was weird. And I was swaying, and, like, I went to fall back, but I didn't because I locked my knees. So I didn't want to fall. I have a really, like, I'm clumsy and I break things. So, so I, like, locked my knees, but I was just swaying heaps, and then I stopped, and, like, I didn't get tongues or anything, but I just felt so at peace, and it was just clear. Like, I just had this sense of clarity, and I knew what I wanted, and I knew that I just wanted to be with God, and it was really nice. And then I went back and I kneeled in front of the Blessed Sacrament, and for a minute, like, I was just praying, and then I just burst out crying, and I don't even know why. And it wasn't a sad crying, and, like, it wasn't a happy crying. It was just crying. I don't know what it was. And it was just, like, I just started crying, and then, yeah. And then my friend was like, they're there. And I was like, and then, like, I stopped. And then a really, like, beautiful song came on that moved me. And I was, like, singing it. And then I'd be like, halfway through it. And, yeah, that's pretty much my experience.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Okay, I'll share two things.
What's your name?
Paula. My name's Paula. I'm going to share two things. First is not me, it's my son. And so this wasn't specifically last night, but this was, he's 14, and he's got quite a few disabilities. He's highly gifted in some things, but he's got significant disabilities. He's got severe ADHD, and he's also Asperger's. And so the combination is quite a difficult combination for him. He suffers a lot. Anyway, on Tuesday night, I basically forced him to go to reconciliation. That was okay, because as a child, he had a pretty bad experience. On his first reconciliation, he had a really bad experience with a priest who basically told him he wasn't sorry. And so he came out of there pretty devastated. So he'd been really damaged, and he finds reconciliation really hard because of that. It's something that he's gone to other priests, obviously, but it's something he really struggles with. But he went, that was good. And then we went last night, and he there, and he he was there, and he was obviously in a much better place. And then we had to do the writing the commitment, and they made us all change to move up the front. And so he wasn't sitting with me, And that was actually really good because normally, you know, I'm his mother, so I'm the one who forces him to do things. and he, because he's got Asperger's, his handwriting is a really, really hard thing for him to do. And so he doesn't handwrite at school, he types. And he has a scribe for maths because his handwriting is that bad. Anyway, so I went up and I got my... And someone else went up for me, so he didn't actually see me go up to get a piece of paper and a pen, so he didn't see me at all. And he was up the very front. And I was thinking, there's just no way he's going to do that. And that was okay. It was cool, yeah, because I do know he struggles. And then I saw him, he went up and got a piece of paper and a pen, and he wrote. And I can't remember, and I rang my husband later, and he can't remember the last time he's ever written anything that he hasn't been almost whipped to, you know, because he can't handwrite. He really, really can't. And he wrote for a long time. And even for English, when he's going to write 100 words, he'll write one word, one sentence. You know, he was the one that when he had the 10 spelling words, you got to put sentences in, he'd have one sentence with 10 words. All the spelling words in one sentence together. So he wrote for a really long time, and that's something that really moved me because he didn't have to do it. No one was forcing him. He didn't know I was watching him. I wasn't with him. So it was a really powerful move. The other thing that he then did is then sat in front of the Blessed Eucharist. And because he's got severe ADHD, he can't sit still. Like he really is always on the move. He's just fidgety, always finds it difficult, can't sit still. And he just sat there for ages and ages. And then at that stage, I was really, really tired. So I went up to him and said, look, we can go back to the room now. And he's got books and he reads a lot. You can come back with me if you like. You know, you should come back. He's like, do I have to go? So I said no, obviously. And so I sat there. And then last night he went up and got prayed over. And again, because he's like me, he's a bit of an introvert, finds it really difficult to talk to new people, and I do too. It's something he really does struggle. Part of his problem is also he's got a bit of a speech impediment. He doesn't speak very clearly, and that's partly the Asperger's. So he struggles because people do pick on him at school a lot because he doesn't speak clearly, so he gets teased a lot at school. So I didn't think there was a hope that he'd go up to a pair of people who he didn't know and ask to be prayed over, because that's just something that's so outside his comfort zone, it's unbelievable. But he did. And again, you know, that stage, I'd fallen in the spirit, so I wasn't there to make him. So so again, that was a real gift. And then he then sat and lay in front of the Blessed Eucharist, and you know, he was just so peaceful, and it was such a gift to me, because he struggles so much. He's got a really soft heart, and he struggles, and he gets picked on a lot, and he finds me, and this sort of thing, he's drawn to it, but he also finds it hard, because he finds it hard to connect with people that understand him, so people, you know, so that was one. So I was really, really glad for that. And for me, well, I went up there and I was pretty apprehensive because the night before I'd seen my son fall in sweat and I was like, no, 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 that's so not me. No. And I said to Christopher, you know, it's like, yeah. It's like, aren't you worried you get hurt? He's like, no, you fall in God. God looks after you. Don't worry about it. It's like, really? And he made his glasses. Last night he went right down, flat on his face. I was thinking, he's going to have broken his glasses. But no, he hadn't. And he's like, that God will look after you. You're falling in the spirit. He'll take care of you. Don't worry about it. I'm like, oh, so not me. And so I was there and I was swaying and then I feel my neck, knees buckling and thinking, oh yeah, and then I thought, no, I could just like, and I had that sense that I could either resist and I wouldn't, or I could just give in and that would be fine. And so I gave in and I lay, and it was just very peaceful, and it was amazing because I felt so just restful and painless, and it was just very gentle and wonderful. And yeah, I could have stayed there the whole night, but I didn't. But yes, it was just a very, very nice. And it was funny when I got back to my room and I lay down, I thought, oh, I feel really sore now, I can't lie properly. And it was like, I could have just stayed there all night, that would have been so much better. So it's
fine. Let's go. Thanks, Paula. Your name?
I don't really want to get up here, but.
Your name?
I feel like Michelle.
Michelle.
I feel like I was meant to say something. When I went up last night, I just asked for the gift of wisdom and courage and discernment and whatever else, whatever God wants for me, because, yeah, whatever he wants is the best. So So when they were praying over me, the lady that was praying with me said that she saw a cloak over me. I had a cloak around me and a ring on my finger. And she was saying that...
Princess?
Yes. Yes, and she said that as... well, she said, the Lord's really claiming you and the Lord wants to have lordship over you. He's really claiming you. And, she said that as well, that you're a princess of God. She said that, I was like, oh, that theme's coming up again. And then I was told, because I asked for the gift of wisdom, I was told to pray, to read some things in the Bible about wisdom. I was told the first few chapters of Proverbs was about wisdom, so I was told to pray, to read that. And what else? And, when I was walking away, I felt like really strong and... I felt like I had all these muscles on me. I felt really big and like I felt I had all these muscles and I had like this big suit of armour on, like a Roman, like, you know, in the Roman Empire, a Roman soldier, like that kind of armour. And it was like all gold and I had those things, like, you know, those things that they have on their legs that are made out of metal. So I had those on my legs and they were made out of gold and I felt really big and with all these muscles. It's like, oh, what's going on? Yeah, that was my experience of it. Yeah.
Princess Warrior.